It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, I found out about it from a friend or so. So I went there one day. I had a day off from work. So I went there just to see, and that's when I met her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
To see what?
What do you think?
Take advantage of the burger.
Well, it's a lunch.
He's hungry.
Check out lunch. Now, okay. How old were you at the time, Charlie?
I was probably in my mid-30s, early 30s.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heck yeah.
And do you know how long you'd been divorced at that point?
About a year or so.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect time. Was this your initial rebound from the divorce?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that?
Are those memories something, Charlie? What's happening here?
Good Lord, Dad. Come on. Have a little respect for the airwaves.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. It's e-brake time. Crawford Services AC and Plumbing bring us the emergency brake of the week. We give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right, candidate number one. Do you remember when you had the story the other day of the stolen cheese? And we were amazed that it was worth millions of dollars.
Is that the one about the walk-in oven at Walmart?
No, and you know what? By the way, we wronged you on that. You did not do that story. Pete did last Friday.
Oh, okay.
But we heard it,
okay.
So we formally apologize.
You don't have to formally apologize.
Yeah, I'd like to formally apologize,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
It happened.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So, well, a number of other shows did that story. We were amazed that cheese could be worth that. Oh, there it is. The Marconi has arrived.
Marconi is here.
The Marconi has arrived. Major market station of the year in 2024. The Ticket. Everyone's going crazy.
Wait a minute. I thought Gordo did the story about the oven walk-in.
He did. This is a different story. I said the cheese story.
Yeah.
And then he brought up the oven story again.
Wait, what's the...
But what? I thought we accused him of doing the oven story twice.
We did.
But you're saying he didn't do that twice, Pete?
No, Pete did it last Friday.
So what about the cheese story?
Well, that's a different story that I was... That has
I
to
did
do
that
with,
once.
That has to do with e-break number one.
But we didn't accuse him of doing the cheese story twice.
No, I just asked him...
You accused me of doing the walk-in oven story twice.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I said, why are you saying
the first thing I said to you, don't
twice.
Try to add to the confusion, you mother Hubbard.
So don't make me laugh. Oh, my God.
No, I'm so confused.
Bad. I'm not trying to piss you off.
Why did you apologize to him?
I didn't at first. I said, you remember the cheese story you did?
And then that just
and
reminded me.
He brought up walk-in
I said, is that the one where the walk-in oven at Walmart?
What?
Because I was making a joke about bringing up the Walmart walk-in
and
oven
I said,
story
no,
twice.
It's the cheese story, but...
But we
about
that
walk-in oven, I should apologize.
Why?
I don't...
Because I didn't bring it up twice.
Who did?
Pete did the story.
That's what I just asked.
Yes.
But he said Pete did
I
the cheese story.
We are not trying to do this.
He said... don't.
Did I not just say that? I just said that.
Yeah, but somehow you're not getting what we're saying. I'm gonna start over.
He didn't say
candidate
he
number
did the
one
the cheese story.
Candidate number
he,
one.
He did after I asked him about it.
He said Pete did the walk-in story, the walk-in oven story.
I directly asked him.
Okay,
that, and he
Isn't
said
this
no.
The
e-break story.
Segment.
This is
anyway,
e-break inception right now.
The cheese story that Gordo also did. They were talking about this on The Invasion.
Okay,
and our own Ryan Baldwin, who's out today. I guess for Stars hockey, he started a
Correct.
Cheese joke series, and you tell me if it went well.
Like if he stole a necklace or a diamond ring, that's one thing. Pounds and pounds of cheese seems like it takes a long time to get out of its storage place.
Well,
they just roll it out?
They thought this was a major French retailer, so they're probably...
Oh, they had the trucks out there and everything?
And they're on spec of, all right, we're going to deliver this cheese. Once we sell the cheese for the profit, we will then pass that on to you. But it turns out, no, they just stole the cheese from them. Cheese.
Is there a black market for cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's all kinds of cheeses. Some are very
expensive. You better believe there is.
Ooh,
my God.
Wow.
I'm going to go. This building's five stories high. Do you think that would take me out?
Mm. Hey guys,
let's just go to Greg.
Yeah, I'm still trying to process that one.
Process? No.
Not if you're not going to support me. I'm not going to support you. That's unbelievable.
You know, it took these guys 12 to 18 months to make each of these cheese blocks, and you guys aren't taking this seriously.
I expect cheddar from you.
Oh, there we go.
I'm in on it, too. Why not? There we go. Why not?
What the hell is going on?
You guys all suck.
I'm kind of with Travis. I thought they were all bad, but you thought you feta?
I thought that was pretty dang
good. Okay.
I thought it was good.
What's wrong? You got a dirt bike injury?
Just I
told you it's a bad idea.
I have a rib injury. Every once in a while, at different periods of time, I experience the injury that Christ experienced in this side.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel affinity with him.
You're doing hood rat stuff on your motorcycle, and you've wiped out.
And the Jesus thing.
So there's Baldy as candidate number one. This is actually on Ham trying to technically coordinate the hard line when they were having the power problem the other night when they were in California. And it sounds a lot like our show did about an hour ago when we were having trouble.
But I also understand he's a human who was very angry about the events of last night and thought he did a pretty good job physically. And so he wanted to you know, get out there and show his emotions to Mike Leslie. I don't know that Mike Leslie...
You're on now.
Another studio that they were on the air.
Well, it's spreading the good news and the fun.
No, y'all are on.
Okay, so let's just reset what's been going on. So it's 5 o'clock.
Great idea.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
My God.
So they finally got the power back on, got them back on the air, and then they thought, the hardline thought they were off the air from California.
Is there a return label on that Marconi? We need to send it back.
No, I think we're good. Doesn't say anything about that. I think we're good. Right. There's the hardline. It's actually on Ham. Ham's technical operating there is candidate number two. And this one is on Corby. Again, the very fertile ground of why today doesn't suck. He was trying to say the word cliff.
Whoa.
It just came out
I can't imagine where this is going.
Uh-oh. Let's just say it. The word he said rhymed with the word hit on the
table. And in 2015.
That was a page-turner.
China announced plans to abolish its one-child policy, allowing all families to have children, two children for the first time in over 35
years. What year?
What was
2015.
God.
Oh, man.
Two girls. Well,
they were throwing all the baby girls off of cliffs, so they had to do something.
So nope.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He said cliff.
Dude, he is rushing it today.
Boy. Center square of bingo.
Alec Corby is.
So that.
Maybe my favorite.
He edged right up to it.
I quit.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you take 2 hours off. You have to retrain your brain how to do these things.
You need to fall back on your training.
I know.
I mean, is something wrong with you? We're going to look under the hood and find out. 1P1 birthday today.
Okay.
Maybe go for a little ride on a boat.
All right.
So
that's
many,
enough of that.
So many cheap lines followed.
So cheap. Jumping on the pile. All right. So is it Ryan for his cheese joke that started the cheese joke series? Ham operating the hard line or Corby? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. It's Cheese Break Man. Velveeta.
Okay. Not bad on the fly there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, my name is Piper again. And I vote
again.
My name is Piper again.
What'd you say?
Hi, my name is Piper, and I vote for Corby. What did he say? What did Corby say?
Just please don't worry about it. Just
ask
fine.
Your dad.
Yeah, ask your mom probably be better.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing, George? Jeez. Oh, God.
Put that dad in a very awkward spot.
Well, I just assumed she was riding to school with her dad.
Why?
Moms take kids to school,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, women have the right to drive, too, now.
They have the right to. It doesn't mean that they do.
That they're any good at it?
You said it, not me.
No, that's your joke series.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Happy Texas Arbor Day, Musers.
Yes, indeed.
I'd like to vote for Hammond. You guys have a blessed day.
That is perfect.
That's how you do it right there, folks. Let's go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Junior, it's Cruz and Lito with today's Wowie from the hit TV series Lost. Yeah, 45 or 54?
Ooh.
We don't need other people.
45.
Doing this, we stopped doing them like 3 years ago.
You take 45, that means George will be enjoying domestic bliss with Juliet, while you'd be having a fun romp in the jungle with Kate.
Okay. I say
you
I
don't
win.
Lose with either of those.
I say I win.
Juliet, is that Elizabeth Mitchell?
She's the one that you overrated, yes.
You mean happy birthday? She's from here,
they
George.
They both have the birthday.
They're both beautiful.
Oh, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You're both struggling to laugh.
I know it.
I know. Once I start laughing, I start coughing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, quick broadcasting question. How come you guys give Rosengarten such a hard time about the way he talks, but nobody ever mentions the fact that David Newberry does an entire pregame show with a mouthful of empanadas?
Empanadas?
They're not empanadas. It's
way
sir.
Too specific.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Triple kill Fake
me.
Tiger.
Just kill me.
Hey, I would like to... Oh, we may have to do a reset here. I would like to vote...
What's wrong?
I think he's
can you hear me?
Bob?
Am I on the line?
Okay, not bad, not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Queso Comedy and Hooter Brown.
Queso Comedy, okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Good morning, Musers. I'm going to cut to the chase and not the cheese and vote for Brian.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning, Musers. It's Ashley, and I like to vote for Corby and Happy Late Halloween.
Why are the girls voting for that one?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ham.
Okay.
Very good.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Come on, AM Radio.
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Unbelievable.
Morning, Musers. It's me. Give me the clip stimulator, Corby. And don't forget to vote for Trump.
I think that's the fake, Natalie.
Yeah, the first one was the fake one. That's the double fake one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Morning, Musers.
Morning.
Appreciate you calling.
Man, we're doing great this morning. Just everything. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, George.
Brady Tom's going to get us straightened out.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
Okay, hey, Brady Tom. George.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How are you?
We've been better, but who you want to vote for?
You must be a Cowboy fan. Okay, I will vote for the one where they threw babies off mountains.
Gosh. All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, how's you three guys doing there?
Not bad.
Sal's brother.
Al, that's right, like Sal. Bunker. Sal's brother, Al.
Okay.
Al.
Who you
I'll
got?
Take the baby flapper for the win.
Okay. What? Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. I'm assuming that's Corby has won the emergency.
Yeah, it's fine. Just whoever wins it, just name a winner.
And in 2015...
That was a page-turner.
China announced plans to abolish its one-child policy, allowing all families to have children, two children for the first time in over 35
years. What year?
What was
2015.
God,
man.
Two girls. Well,
they were, yep. Yeah, they were throwing all the baby girls off of cliffs, so they had to do something.
So that... So no...
Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Yeah.
He said cliff.
Dude, he is crushing it today.
Boy, after center square of bingo.
Alex Corby.
So that...
Maybe my favorite.
He edged right up to it.
I quit.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you take 2 hours off. You have to retrain your brain how to do these things.
You need to fall back on your training.
I know.
I mean, is something wrong with you? We're going to look under the hood, find out. 1P1 birthday today.
Okay.
Maybe go for a little ride on a boat.
All right, that's enough of that. How many wins is that for Corby?
That is Corby's 85th e-brake win. He is now 52 behind the all-time leader Norman Cliffdiver Hitzkus.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Corby's getting closer to 100.